The awkward but lovable characters on The Big Bang Theory are what attract so many of the sitcom's fans. But sometimes, the show's storylines go beyond goofy and become straight-up uncomfortable. These are the most disturbing scenes in The Big Bang Theory. It's no secret that Sheldon Cooper is the most self-centered character on The Big Bang Theory. However, this trait is amplified when he leaves Raj in a rat-infested basement in the Season 8 episode, The Expedition Approximation. At the beginning of the episode, the two scientists contemplate applying for a dark matter study that would require them to spend time in a salt mine. Sheldon, who is claustrophobic, isn't sure he could handle that, so they decide to conduct a simulation in the Caltech basement. Within minutes of entering the tiny hot space, Sheldon is predictably uncomfortable. Still, Raj tries his best to calm his friend down. As he opens up to Sheldon in a heartfelt monologue, Sheldon realizes they're not alone in the mine and flees. As Raj yells in confusion, Sheldon runs into Amy and tells her in no uncertain terms they should leave without their friend.
It's too late for Cuthbert Polly! Let's go!
11 minutes. That's longer than I thought.
Eventually, an understandably furious Raj escapes and shows up at Sheldon's apartment.
You call yourself a friend? I was trying to help you, and in the first sign of trouble, you ran away!
Raj goes on to call Sheldon selfish and cowardly, to which Sheldon responds that Raj is simply stating the obvious. It seems that even in the most emotionally heightened situations, Sheldon will always be Sheldon, even if it means his friend gets eaten by rodents. Throughout the bulk of The Big Bang Theory, Howard Wolowitz is in a loving relationship with Bernadette Rostenkowski, but before the aerospace engineer settles down, his desperate attempts to attract ladies usually fail horribly, especially when it comes to Penny. Upon first meeting the Cheesecake Factory waitress, Howard pulls out all the stops to try and woo her. One of his most disturbing moments comes in Season 2's The Killer Robot Instability, when Howard invites Penny to the post-robotic competition dance by making a misogynistic comment.
You'd be the only doable girl.
Where she'd normally roll her eyes or make a sassy comeback, Penny expresses her disgust instead.
I know you think you're some sort of smooth-talking ladies' man, but the truth is you are just pathetic and creepy.
Howard is somehow completely surprised by Penny's reaction, as he was under the impression that they always had a flirty rapport going. And while it took Penny less than 2 seasons to finally decide she'd had enough, a number of the Big Bang Theory fans have also gotten frustrated with Howard's behavior. It just goes to show that bits that may have been intended to be endearing or silly a few decades ago live on as something very different in the modern day. In Season 5, when Raj is considering marrying a lesbian just to have companionship, Howard and Bernadette surprise him with a Yorkie named Cinnamon to curb his loneliness. Before long, his over-the-top relationship with his new pet becomes a recurring bit throughout the series. In fact, there's one scene between Raj and Cinnamon that made even a certified creep like Howard want to look away. After installing a security camera so that Raj can keep an eye on his dog while at work, Howard watches in disgust at how Cinnamon displays affection.
Should I go?
Later in the series, when Raj is dating Emily Sweeney, Howard gets the gang involved in a rousing game of Emily or Cinnamon. The game goes like this. Howard says a sickeningly sweet phrase uttered by Raj, and the others have to guess if it was said to his girlfriend or dog. Examples include,
I want you to know, the bed feels so lonely when you're not in it.
And,
check it out, I got us matching sweaters.
Showing just how devoted Raj is to his little pup, both of those comments were made to Cinnamon. Sheldon and Amy's relationship was never going to be like that of the other couples on The Big Bang Theory. Sheldon is a unique individual with quirks and a blasé attitude toward intimacy, which means Amy doesn't always get the romantic attention she craves. And while this quirky conflict of interest is often played for laughs, it can be a little tough to watch some of the scenes that really lean into the cringier parts of their dynamic. In the Season 5 episode, The Shiny Trinket Maneuver, when they're supposed to be enjoying a rare date night, Sheldon is more concerned about his amount of Twitter followers than Amy's accomplishments at work. A similar incident occurs in Season 8's The Commitment Determination, when Sheldon can't stop thinking about television while kissing Amy. Thankfully, for any fans tired of Sheldon's disregard for his partner, Amy decides to take a step back from the relationship after the television debacle. And while the uncomfortable conversation isn't easy to watch, this episode does at least show Sheldon has grown a bit. Not only does he look visibly sad about Amy's departure, he even reveals his plan to propose to her. Over the course of The Big Bang Theory, Penny and Bernadette get along pretty well. After all, it's Penny who introduces Bernadette to Howard, and Bernadette who helps Penny land a job in sales. However, a pretty cringe moment occurs between the two in the Season 12 episode, The Procreation Calculation, after Penny makes a confession.
You know, I've been thinking lately that maybe I don't want kids.
Are you crazy? Of course you want them, it's amazing!
When Penny objects, Bernadette doubles down.
Aw,
You sound just like me before I became a mom and learned what the meaning of love was.
What's both humorous and hypocritical about Bernadette's comments is that she has expressed her frustration with both her own children and kids at large multiple times throughout earlier seasons. For example, in the shiny trinket maneuver, she acts rather hostile to a group of kids while assisting Howard with a magic shell. Afterward, in the car, she outright admits to not liking kids. She goes on to complain about how a baby would ruin her body and career, and she'd have nothing to be happy about for the next 2 decades. And while her argument with Penny doesn't paint her in the best moral light, Bernadette's switch between a total sweetheart and aggressively short-tempered is one of her character's most common bits. From Howard's early advances to serenading Sheldon with Soft Kitty, Penny is no stranger to having odd men in her life. However, one man surpasses odd and goes right to disturbing in the season 8 episode, The Misinterpretation Agitation. It's Penny's job to make sales calls at the office of Dr. Oliver Lorvis, but the medical professional takes her kindness as something more than a business transaction. In fact, he shows up at her apartment with a strange intention.
I was hoping to impress her by tracking her down on the internet and then showing up unannounced at her door.
Though Leonard breaks it to Lorvis that Penny is taken, he doesn't give up hope, and even locks the guys in his basement while he goes back to try and win her over. It seems the showrunner even tried to turn this tendency into a bit, as Lorvis does pretty much the same thing to every woman that gives him the slightest bit of attention. In fact, he expresses interest in both Amy and Bernadette upon meeting each of them. Also disturbing is the disregard for Penny's safety by the guys. Lorvis is clearly a stalker, yet the opportunity to go see his pop culture collection takes precedence over stopping a potentially dangerous situation for Penny. But of course, if picking up on social cues was any scientist on the show's forte, The Big Bang Theory would be a different series entirely. So some might see this mistake as just another foible for the introverted group of physicists. In Season 6's The Egg Salad Equivalency, Sheldon gets in some hot water after making inappropriate comments towards his assistant, Alex. In the episode, Sheldon worries Alex has a thing for Leonard, and, to try and get her to back off, he has her look at photos of disease-ridden genitalia and compares her to an egg salad sandwich on a hot day.
Full of eggs and only appealing for a short time.
As if that isn't bad enough, his comments towards Caltech's human resources manager are even worse. While trying to explain himself, he makes yet another pretty terrible statement.
I meant that all women are slaves to their biological urges, you know? Even you.
He goes on to try to discuss menstrual cycles before finally getting cut off. However, the HR manager's time with Sheldon isn't over just yet. In the same season, the guys are battling for tenure, and the same rep is the one deciding who gets it. In an attempt to butter her up, Sheldon gifts her the complete DVD set of Roots. The show tells the story of a young man captured into slavery, and Sheldon thinks she'd love it because she's black. All of this is a prime example of how Sheldon has no concept of appropriate behavior, and how his actions can be in extremely poor taste. Luckily, in all these cases, other characters instantly show that Sheldon's behavior is inappropriate, so we can be pretty sure the discomfort we feel as an audience was a deliberate writing choice with humorous intent rather than an accident. Within the core four of The Big Bang Theory, there are different friendship dynamics. Sheldon and Leonard are naturally close given their roommate status. And while they don't live together, Raj and Howard are besties. However, the bond between Howard and Raj is so close that many characters believe they may have romantic feelings for one another. In the season 4 episode, The Boyfriend Complexity, the pair even kiss when Howard tries to stop Raj from making a move on Bernadette. This leads to a pretty awkward lunch the following day.
I can't believe you didn't call me this morning.
Then there's season 7's The Deception Verification, which sees Howard feeling the effects of accidental estrogen exposure. Convinced he's growing breasts, Howard calls on Raj to help him investigate in a pretty intimate way. The issue is that the show treats these moments as a punchline, suggesting that the idea of two men secretly having deep-rooted feelings for each other is ridiculous or disturbing. But would it actually be so bad if this came to fruition? Well, if you ask fans on Reddit, many would have welcomed the prospect of Raj and Howard getting together. As one wrote, "I have a confession to make. I used to ship Howard and Raj when I first began watching the series." After moving to a new city, Penny was likely glad to make friends with some seemingly kind, intellectual guys in her building. After all, it never hurts to have someone watching out for you when you're alone in a new place. But it turned out her neighbors were who she needed to bolt her door against all along. In the season 1 episode, The Big Bran Hypothesis, Sheldon can't sleep because he's unable to stop thinking about the disarray of Penny's apartment. And while the mess doesn't bother Penny, the physicist takes it personally enough to sneak into her apartment at night to address it. While Leonard initially tries to stop him, he eventually joins in. Naturally, when Penny wakes up and sees the newfound cleanliness, she's angry at her neighbors, who she instantly knows are responsible. As audience members, we know that Sheldon and Leonard are harmless. Even Penny wouldn't be shocked by this behavior a few seasons down the line. But considering this was episode 2 of the series, Penny's hilarious freakout was totally justified. While Sheldon and Amy had their own tiff in the commitment determination, Leonard and Penny were on the way to Las Vegas to finally get married. But while they're in the car, Leonard drops quite the bombshell about a research trip he'd been on a few years before.
Well, there was this girl.
What did you do?
Nothing. Really, it was just kissing.
Penny is stunned and livid, but agrees to move forward with the nuptials. Given the fact that it's usually Leonard who's insecure about Penny cheating on him, it was quite out of character for him to break the trust in their relationship. At least in classic Big Bang fashion, even this big reveal was handled in the same silly way many of the conflicts in the series are.
Keep your mouth off other women?
I can do that. From now on, this mouth, you and food, that's it.
Sheldon tends to be insufferable to live and work with thanks to his many quirks, but when he winds up in the frigid conditions of Antarctica, these traits are amplified significantly. In the season 2 finale, The Monopolar Expedition, the guys depart on a trip to the frigid continent to conduct research. Unsurprisingly, Sheldon's negativity proves difficult to deal with. By the season 3 premiere, The Electric Can Opener Fluctuation, it's revealed that Leonard, Howard, and Raj convinced Sheldon that he made a scientific breakthrough on the trip. Sadly, the truth isn't so exciting.
It was static from the electric can opener we were turning on and off.
Upon learning the truth, Sheldon is crushed and flees to his childhood home in Texas. While there's no excuse for Sheldon's behavior on the expedition, his friend's deception is certainly tough to witness. It makes Sheldon look like a fool and was ultimately unnecessary. After all, they all know Sheldon and couldn't have been particularly surprised that he'd be tough to work with on the expedition. Of course, the sight of seeing Sheldon so humbled and disappointed is so perplexing on its own that it's hard not to laugh. Considering what we see of Sheldon's mother, Mary, it's easy to see where the theoretical physicist gets his blunt, outspoken nature. On the surface, Mary appears to be a sweet Christian woman, but that doesn't stop her from making racist comments throughout the series. A prime example comes in season 1's The Luminous Fish Effect, when Mary comes to Pasadena and makes a strange comment while serving the gang dinner.
I made chicken. I hope that isn't one of the animals that you people think is magic.
Despite having probably never met Raj before, she's making an assumption about his beliefs based on a stereotype. Over the course of the Big Bang Theory, Mary continues to make stereotypical comments about a number of other groups. For example, her response to the news that Howard and Bernadette had a baby is pretty controversial.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, have they decided to raise it Jewish or regular?
Just like her son, Mary is unaware that she's being insulting, and her subjects are usually too caught off guard to express their discomfort. And while this is often played for laughs, this is another case where the show really starts to show its age, especially in the earlier seasons. Stuart Bloom never quite fits in with the rest of the group. The comic book store owner desperately wants to be included in their constant hangouts, but ends up bonding with Howard's mother Debbie, who he eventually moves in with, more than people his own age. After Debbie's death, Howard and Bernadette move into her house and agree to let Stuart live there until he can find a place. Still, after he finally moves out, Stuart can't seem to stay away. In the season 10 episode, The Hot Tub Contamination, Howard and Bernadette lie about going away so that they can enjoy a few undisturbed days at home. However, they're surprised when they see some unexpected guests in their hot tub.
The last couple of months, I come here when I know they're not home.
What?
They heard me in the bushes once, but they thought it was a raccoon.
As if this isn't creepy enough, Stuart isn't wearing a bathing suit. The funny thing is, Howard and Bernadette feel bad when Stuart moves out, so they would more than likely let him use the hot tub if he asked. Instead, he feels that lurking around in the night is a better option, and somehow he still wonders why he's not invited to hang with the group more. For Penny, dating a scientist and being friends with an entire group of them can feel daunting at times. She didn't graduate from college, and sometimes feels less than her crew of genius friends. Still, she tries her best, but can be oblivious to what's happening around her. An example of this comes in season 3's The Gothowitz Deviation, when Sheldon is growing sick of the way she acts in his apartment. In an effort to make her presence more enjoyable, whenever Penny acts in a way that Sheldon deems acceptable, he awards her with chocolate. It seems to be working well, until Leonard notices.
Sheldon, you can't train my girlfriend like a lab rat.
Actually, it turns out I can.
Even so, he continues the experiment, unbeknownst to Penny. While Penny's aloofness causes many laughable moments throughout the Big Bang Theory, this sequence branches into Sheldon outright taking advantage of her. However, this awkward bit's punchline still makes for a pretty satisfying conclusion when Sheldon winds up learning a lesson watching Penny's own positive reinforcement techniques.
Sex works even better than chocolate to modify behavior. I wonder if anyone else has stumbled onto that.